Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
It rained tons at Magic Round from the sky and on the field. Do we have a new king of Kogra? What a round of footy from both an action and supercoach point of view. I heard today something like 50 scores over 75. Bloody unbelievable. Joined tonight, Trainer and Guardsy. No Dan or Mark. They're busy. Dan's being the world's busiest man. Mark's gone to his true love, AFL. He's got a committee meeting there. Couldn't believe that those two boys went to the Swans game during Magic Round. Just
palookas, not boys.
Yeah, it's just unethical, not right. I'm sort of glad they're not here this week because of that. So the true rugby league fans are going to give you the good oil this week without the AFL slant. Trainer, back-to-back monster scores. Tell us how far you've surged up the ranks. It must be high.
It's not that high, but
it must be huge.
Into 5,583rd. So,
okay, I'll ask you a question. Where were you 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, not going that good. I'd have to look it up, but yeah, it's roughly, like 18,000th or something.
They've made up about 15,000 spots in 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. Let's go with that.
Outstanding. There's hope for us all.
Very, very happy with that. Was lucky enough to, loop Drinky and bought Kiraz last week. Finally got my boy in, and I knew I wanted him that week. I had to make it happen.
The curse is gone. The curse is definitely gone.
It is. I think it's gone this year. You're carrying the curse for me, which is nice.
Big time. I hate this.
Yeah, it's not that fun, is it?
It's not fun. No, yeah. It's not fun at all.
Yeah. How many years have I had this fucking curse?
A lot, about seven. I think I've been talking to you about Supercoach for about 8 years or 9 years or something like that. And you've definitely had the curse for as long as I can remember. So
yeah, well, this is my 10th year teaching, and I think you and I have been running down this road since then. So
yeah.
But yeah, I played Dylan Egan. Like I did a lot of things right again. I didn't play Rob Toyer, which, like, after the fact, I was like, well, why didn't I just play him and Billy Smith and not play Nicholson? Like, I don't know. Don't really know what I was thinking there. In hindsight, it's easy, but yeah, anyway.
It's really easy in hindsight. He'd been doing okay without setting the world on fire. Billy Smith had had a couple of down weeks, but had certainly the pedigree on the board before that, so.
Yeah, and Chooks have been going left almost exclusively, so.
Until Mark Nwonga Nitawaze's come onto the right wing.
Yeah, I agree. Suddenly they want to go to that bloke. Like, fuck Dom Young, he's just been out there having a holiday, but Marky Mark, let's get the man the ball.
So what did you score? Did you say what you scored?
Oh, no, I didn't, sorry. I scored, I think it was 16.04.
Monster score.
Yeah, so stoked with that.
Righto, Guardsy, how was your week?
Yeah, pretty shit, to be honest. Like, it was a big score, but it wasn't.
What, Jamie scored 14.50 or something?
14.19. So, I had a few good.
Week.
Yeah, well, I had Drinky, Kiraz, Preston, Bradman Best delivered, which was nice. But then I was all day, I was talking about, you know, Big Red or Egan, and I knew I was going to make the wrong decision, and I did.
I make it every week.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a captain, Terrell May, which
the first week he hasn't gone bananas.
Drinky was the backup option, so I just can't pick it right now.
Well,
and
yeah,
my man Aldo didn't deliver.
Yeah, you said on the pod last week that you were VC and Drinky, and then because I still thought you were VC'ing him. I thought we were both riding him together there, and then you were like, "Well, it would have been nice if I VC'd him." But I was like, "You're going to loop," and you go, "I can't loop. Ronaldo's 36 or something."
Yeah,
what the fuck?
I was riding the Ronaldo vibes. Magic Round took over.
Yeah,
you'll go there again some point this year.
High chance.
Yeah. I scored 1501, so that's a huge score for me. 5,000 green arrows into 24,600th. I only made one trade last week, Jenkins to Sharp. After Sharp's monster score, I thought I was a genius, and then Jenkins came out and scored what he scored, pretty much equal. But he's on the bench. We'll talk about that in Team List Tuesday, but he's gone to the bench. So still pretty happy, especially with the run that Sharp's got. Feel like I got him the right week because I think he'll be heavily bought in this week. So it's always nice to get a guy their big score on the first week. He's going to make some cash as well. I did loop, boys, and it didn't work. I looped Ponga when he was 107. He went down to 98. And I took the skipper off, the highest scorer of the week, Jacob Carraz. Cost me about 80 points. So not all doom and gloom, but it meant I got Billy Smith's shit score. I thought I'd done a good job by leaving him out, but then Purdue didn't deliver for me anyway. So onwards and upwards. The round winner, 2 weeks in a row, Matt Traynor, 1604. But a noteworthy mention to 10, I'm not going to name them all. You know who you are. Super coaches in our league that scored 1500 or more. And then about another four or five on 1475 or more. So monster week. Lebong James, coached by Adam, still leads the way. He scored 1573. So a huge score for him to move him very close to the top 1000, finishing up the week at 10,061. So we're all moving in the right direction, which is a really nice thing. Guardsy, you might have lost a couple of spots with a 14, whatever you scored, but not too much ground lost, I'm sure. Team List Tuesday, somewhat uneventful for some games, but there's a fair bit to chat about in those. I might just do the quick ins and outs and then ask a couple of questions for you boys to answer if you're okay with it in that style this week. Eels versus Dolphins, Dury in, Tuivasa out, the only change for the Eels. JMK out with that, another a leg infection or something going on. What's going up in Queensland with infections to wounds?
Did he play last week?
He played last week, I'm pretty sure, but then has come down with an infection to that wound, a bit like JoJo was a late infection in his arm or something last week. Don't they wash? They
Friggin'
like swimming.
soft.
Donoghue in and Felice Kaufusi in for the Dolphins. Not a lot of other relevance there. The question I want to pose out of this game, particularly for people that have got Sandon Smith and Mamazoulas, is Riley Smith the target for those people?
Well, yeah. Even people who have Starling, like myself, looking at we've got a free cash up somewhere. Yeah, looking around the rest of my team, I'm struggling to find places to free it up. So, yeah, a bit of an insight into trades later on. That's
Yeah,
definitely what I'm looking this week.
Riley Smith, 74 minutes last week, really gassed himself, but he's getting close to that 80 minutes, scored 50. So tackled
Yeah.
the kickoff last week and he looks handy enough. He got a
Yeah.
crash ball or something like that and he'll make some money. Like I think 40 might be his floor now, 35, 40, and that's probably good enough in the hooker position this year.
Yeah,
Guards,
like
any other?
as I was saying to you the other day, like no one's really going to burn you too badly at hooker, it seems, at the moment this year. So, like, yeah, if he's pumping out anywhere between 40 and 50, like, it's okay. Starling was only getting freaking 40s with his minutes at the moment anyway, so.
Did notice just before we came on, the Raiders have re-signed Starling.
Like,
2 years.
today.
Yeah, just this afternoon for 2 years. So they've got Jaden Brayley going. They've got that, what's Owen Paddy, and now they've got him. Seems like a lot of money tied up in,
Strange.
unless they're getting Brayley really cheap, I don't know. But anyway, nothing else more from that game, I don't think. Knights versus Titans, Knights 1-17, can't steal 18th man. Probably time to cut ties with him because when I went through New South Wales back rower stocks, I don't think Lucas is going to get picked. It'd be a few injuries away, I would imagine. On the Titans side, Jaden Campbell returns early, which is lucky because Weaver was very heavily concussed last week. Fifita not named, he's now getting his ankles looked at or something like that. He asked to play left, and Des said you can do that at Ipswich, which I think is a bit of a classic one. And Tino's come out a bit today in his press conference and sunk the boot. Do we just keep targeting teams against the Titans?
Yep.
Yeah, they're this year's Parramatta Eels, who you just targeted flat out last year. Even when Parramatta were scoring, they were conceding 30 points a game. So next game, so that's the 6 o'clock game, Knights versus Titans on Friday. The 8 o'clock game, South versus the Broncos. Latrell back, Humphreys back at halfback. Dodd's gone again. Havili at hooker. Mamazelis out with a dislocated elbow or something like that. It didn't look very good. Jai Arrow and Keon Koloamatangi at prop. Hubner at lock. There's a lot of moving parts for that South team, isn't there? It's a pretty good week to be getting them minus the Latrell news back, but God, I don't even think Latrell can save Souths. Here's one for you, boys. Fletcher Baker. He's back in for Jaden Hunt. That'd fill you with a lot of confidence, wouldn't it?
Just makes me angry why they pick people over Bentakura.
It's a, is he injured? He must have something going on.
Don't know.
Because that just seems a no-brainer to me. My question out of this game is the Broncos by how many? Surely they put a score on. Are you a bit disappointed Ezra Mam's not named, or do you think he has to come back through reserve grade?
I would have
Oh,
played
listen.
him.
Yeah, I wasn't fussed either way.
I would have played him.
Then the next question I have, I've had a look at, have you looked at how cheap Ben Hunt is?
Yeah, I said that last week, but
I think he's down to about 350. If he gets 60 minutes at hooker, is he a genuine buy-in option if he misses Origin?
100%. And then if he gets ends up getting dual,
Yeah,
that'd be exciting.
he could just solve the problem, really, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Or one of the problems. So, all right, the 3 o'clock Saturday game, Raiders versus Dogs. Huge news just before we came on air, and I'm sure everyone's heard it now. Gardsy, you'd be spewing. Preston failed to downgrade or get his charge dropped, so he now misses 4 weeks. Have you done the maths of when that puts him back with?
Round 15, I think.
What are you going to do there? Are you going to hold or sell?
I'll be selling him next week.
Raiders are 1-17. They haven't had a lot of injuries this year, the old Raiders, have they? They've
No.
been very consistent, and it showed with their form on the paddock. And this will be a bit of a gritty affair, I think. Raiders versus Dogs. They both go at it in a very similar kind of manner. Could be a bit of heat in the forward packs, a bit like the Raiders versus Melbourne. We'll see how the referee handles that game, because he certainly didn't handle the Melbourne Raiders game very well when the heat came on. Burton back with Preston out. Surely that spells good news for kick our owners, Matt Traynor. You're confident this week?
Not confident, but hopeful.
Yeah.
Terrible for Karaz getting any attacking stats.
And that's probably a good point, actually, because Preston was pretty good for him, wasn't he, down that right side? I think Crichton's still doing a
Yeah.
pretty good job for Karaz,
But
too.
who moves to the back row now? Probably Salmon.
You'd have to think
Maybe
so.
Curran.
Well, Curran's, is he still out suspended? He has 2 games, didn't he?
Yeah, so Salmon will be there this week, you'd assume, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I'd think so. Yeah, that was the question. Who replaces him if he gets 4 weeks? Because who's the other Palooka that got 4 weeks? Vinean.
Tupanua.
Yeah, Tupanua. He could have been a reasonable shout to get that edge spot.
Yeah, well, Curran didn't Curran replace Kikau when Kikau was out as well?
I think so. I think so.
So you'd assume Curran comes back in next week.
Interesting. Yeah, be interesting to see what happens there. Moving on to the 5:30 game on Saturday, Dragons versus Warriors. Lycan King Togia, he holds his spot. I said it at the start. Have we got a new King of Kogra? Only his second game. Are you tempted to move early on him in a 5-8 spot that is a bit like hooker, a bit of a wasteland, particularly with Munster likely to go out for Origin and
No, I think if you need the cash this week, go early.
go early? You're happy to go early? You think he did enough? 2 tries, he scored 80. He looked a fair bit better than Ilias. He looked a shitload better than Flanagan. So
Tell you what, if he gets dropped now, there'd be a riot.
a bright damn it. Oaky
Oh,
Jubilee.
100%.
Dylan Egan and Hamish Stewart hold their starting spots. Gula out, and they are debuting a very big human in Loko Pacifica Tonga. I wouldn't suggest going early on him. I can't see him playing huge minutes, but it's a pretty good confidence boost considering Blake Laurie's in the extended that he's next man up, isn't it? Do you like
Yeah,
that?
he's meant to be the gun forward coming through at the Dragons. So it
Yeah.
was when he was going to get a run though, not if.
But I
So
don't think his minutes will be there.
nah, he'll be lucky to get 20, I reckon.
He's nothing special, to be honest.
Do you know him?
I've seen him
You played
play.
the junior stuff when you were, yeah.
He
Was
was
he?
like a man amongst boys down there, and I don't know. I think he made Australian schoolboys in the end, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't think he was that good.
He's just a really big boy, which helps when you're playing under 18s.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. From a Warriors side of thing, there's a fair bit of movement here. DWZ back for his first game after breaking his wrist or something in the trial game. RTS on an extended bench. Capewell to the centres. Laban onto the bench after a HIA. So a fair bit moving at the Warriors. They've been on the road for a couple of weeks. Is it their turn to be down? You just wish they were playing someone other than the Dragons, because their defence lets in quite a few points still, and they're pretty relevant to play guys against, even though they're in the top four. So yeah, not too much more to chat about there. But I finally made the move this week, boys. I'm going to declare one of my trades early. Gutho is gone. He is just, I'm with you. He's a bald dog. He's cost me plenty. He's the reason I've been sliding. I've
Mate,
just had a gutful.
he does this every year.
I
He
know.
has a
I've got the
couple of good
shits because
games. Everyone froths over him, then he goes back to being a bold sook.
I've just got to remember he's got old man knees and he can only handle two games a year, and they're usually the first two. So if I go to do it again next year, just kick me off the app or something. Cowboys versus Panthers, 7:35 on Saturday. Unfortunately for the Broncos, the Panthers look back to their form. It was almost like watching a replay, that left footstep from Cleary. Bit of PTSD amongst Broncos fans. I did hear in an interview that he dreamt of that 2 days out from the grand final, and when the situation arose, he feels like he'd already seen it before.
That was the biggest hunk of shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Jesus. The chin is a wanker. You're full of shit, Nathan.
I really lied. I just wanted to see how you'd react to that.
He's a fucking tosser.
For the Cowboys, Cotter suspended. He's been very disappointing this year, hasn't he, boys? Like, he's dropped down. If he can regain some of his form after Origin, he's a real target, or a, sixth to RF. He's down under 400,000, I think, or very low 400,000. So someone that we might look at. McIntyre starts at lock for him. On the Panthers side, Tyre in. Kenny is back at hooker, Schneider to the bench, and Patea keeps his spot. There's been a fair bit of chat about Patea, but again, it's a bit like what's the big boy's name? Pacifica Tonga. I just don't know that you need to go there with our big men performing this year. I don't have a spot for him. You feeling the same?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a
it's
bit of a look at him today as a downgrade option for Kant, but then you, like, I've already got Bentakuro in my front row. I don't really want to be stuck with both of them.
I've already got Royce Hunt.
Quite a few people have got Royce Hunter. I've got Hamish Stewart. You just don't want too many guys that.
Yeah, with how good the front rows are going this year, you'd like to have three.
Four.
Yeah, well, at least three.
Jenkins to the bench, which is a big one for anyone that didn't sell last week. I think there was about 4,000 people sold last week for Jenkins' ton. But the way I rationale, like my rationale with that one, I played Fletcher Sharp. I wouldn't have played Jenkins, so I wouldn't have got his 100 anyway. I just would have got his points, and I got his score up to like his price rise, and I got that anyway with Sharp. So moving on to Sunday, 2 o'clock, Storm versus Tigers. Suafa'alongo is an interesting one. He's on the bubble, break even of -4. What do you think of that?
Will
More
Warbrick's
return to
back
be
next
back.
week. Yeah.
Is he definitely back? He's been coming back
Yeah.
the last 2 weeks, hasn't he?
Well,
He's been
yeah,
having
true.
concussion
I don't know.
issues apparently, hasn't he? And
Yeah,
then
that.
how many games is Xavier Coates going to play over Origin? Are they going to risk him? He's had hamstring stress at the start of the year, or tightness, or
Yeah,
awareness, or
that's your best bet with Sua, is that Coates doesn't play.
Like he's clearly the next man up there, and he's an attacking weapon. He's super coach scores. He can't
Freak.
defend, but
If he was cheaper, I'd be more inclined. I see what you're saying there, but yeah, I don't know. With Warbrick coming back, NRL injury website says next week. Yeah, I don't know.
My question there, though, is do we need to just look at blokes like him at 500,000 with all the cash we've made this year? You could probably bring a couple of them in as a bit of a flyer. Whereas years gone by, you would never waste that money. But
Depends on your situation. Like I'm trying to find. I'm still trying to downgrade people and upgrade people at the moment, so
you're
I
not
don't know.
interested in the middle of the road guy.
Yeah, it's hard for me at the minute to bring someone like him in.
-4 break even, 500,000. If he goes 60 or 70 plus, he's going to have another minus break even the next time he plays. Could be 650, 700, and then a straight swap to someone, though. That's the way I'm
Yeah,
kind
you'd
of
have to
looking
be
at that
pretty
as well.
patient on him, and Melbourne don't play either the first two buys, so.
They play all the little buys, though, and I just don't think Coates is going to back up. That's my feel for him. Bellamy's usually pretty. And one of the
Yeah.
games they have to, they have a not a great. I've go through a bit of the buy coverage in the set of six, so I've done a little bit of work this afternoon on that. Tigers 1-17, so they're a pretty settled side. They certainly look better than last year, but they're still not a team I can trust. Are you on the same page with that?
Yeah.
Like May, there's no one else really there, is there?
Jerome Luai.
Jerome Luai, look, he busted out
He
another
was
40.
actually he was all right on the weekend.
Yeah, he busted out another 40. He's one game away from just really cracking this open, I'm telling you. I think he'll come good. Galvin's picked again, but the other Fainu's not available. What do you think they do when he comes back?
If they keep playing all right, they'll keep picking that stupid Tall prick.
Yeah. Any love for him? I know you're pretty high on him early in the year. Do you think
I
he's out of
don't know.
time?
I'm kind of off him after he's carry on, to be
Yeah.
honest.
All right. Last game, Manly versus Sharks, 4:05. Some interesting things to look at here. It doesn't look that interesting on paper. When you delve a little bit deeper, Saab returns. Gerbo returns after HIA at prop. Simpkins stays at 9 and Jazz holds the 13. Jazz is a person, he's got dual at 9, and if he can hold that 13 position and play reasonable minutes, he's someone that I haven't traditionally looked at, and he's a bit of a loose cannon, but he's also someone who Manly are pretty good over the bye period, I think. So he's someone that I'm eyeing off as a bit of a pod play there. For the Sharks, Atkinson in for Talakai, the only change. And I've got one question. Does Turbo play Origin?
I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, probably not at this stage. I think it's
I don't think he's needed it in any way.
yeah, like if Lomax is fit, it's him and To'o on the wings, and then it's Critter and probably Trell Mitt in the centres. So I find it hard to fit Turbo in, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm starting to think the same. And he's got two games before the sides get picked. He's got a minus 157 break even this week. But if he misses Origin, he plays 12, 13, 14, 15, misses 16, plays 17 and 18. That's a pretty handy bit of coverage
If
for a guy who,
he's fit.
well, but he doesn't even need to be fully fit.
Yeah, but he could also
Yeah.
you could get him for say round 15 and he does his hamstring round 14.
Anyone could do their hamstring, Guardsy.
Yeah, but he's more likely, that's my point.
He is more likely, but geez, he's more likely to score 150 than anyone else, too.
Yeah, but he's more likely to do his hamstring than score 150 right
In my
now.
position, I'm a risk taker. I think I'm going to go back there. I know I said I probably wouldn't this year, but it'll only
Yeah,
take a couple.
I think if Turbo is not named in Origin, the ultimate buy coverage fullback is Drinky Teddy Turbo.
100%. And if I think Teddy, the chat is that he's pretty close, that Laurie is almost going to go there. So for those
Yeah,
people,
which stresses me out because now you can't buy him in round 11,
that's
and
exactly right.
his break even's 30, so he's going to be more freaking expensive than his squillion dollars he already is.
Yeah, but you just pay it,
Like,
you find it, you downgrade someone, you pay it, you do the business, it'll be right.
yeah, Luron Patea to fund Tedesco, thoughts?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that's probably what I'm gonna have to do, so
Liking King Tongia down and fund him that way. Who knows?
oh,
Who knows?
yuck.
Righto, Guardsy. Who's on the chin list this week? You threw a
All
lot of.
right.
They're on the list. They're on the list. There was a few gifts floating around.
Well, we might as well get the two wankers out of the way first, the two AFL wankers. They're on the list. Dead set. Sunday afternoon Magic Round, and you two Pelicans decide it's a good idea to go watch the fucking Swans.
And Dan's a Broncos fan, just
To be
quietly.
fair, he missed the he did miss a good Broncos game, so might be a genius, but no, nah, not on. Absolute wankers. Maybe they should start a Swans podcast or something.
Might be where they are.
Them two talking absolute rubbish about the Swans.
Saying things like up the
Wanky.
bloods and some sort of shit.
I don't know who the video ref was, and Dan's not here, so you're on the list again, Dan, for not being here to tell us who the video ref was. Whoever the video ref was that awarded the penalty for Simonsen being landed on by Ronaldo, that was absolute. To be fair, if he awarded a penalty a try, I would have been praising him because I had Ronaldo, but
Because it wasn't a penalty try, he's on the list.
because dead set, Ronaldo's landed on him and he's been
Ronaldo
banned.
could have got 4 weeks for a crusher tackle.
Oh, it was worse than Preston's. I thought, dead set. Every single Knights player and Souths player is on the list for delivering the worst game of the weekend, I'm prepared to say. That was absolute rubbish. It was a terrible game of football, even though I own Bradman Best and he had good leg tats in the game. Love you,
No, he did not have good leg tats. No such thing.
Bradman. Mate, we love leg tats. He
No, we don't.
I think it was a good opportunity to look at how many Knights you could have because I think there was quite a few of them that scored 75 plus.
Yeah, but how often are they going to play a South side that looked like they didn't want to be there?
Just once. They'll play the Titans this
Exactly.
week.
Yeah, Titans this week makes me pretty
But
excited to
still,
play. They play
it
the
was a.
Eels the week after.
It was a
Yeah.
terrible game of rugby league, honestly. You cannot sit there and say you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed Fletcher Sharp scoring three tries.
It was still shit. Who's next? Todd Smith's on the list. What's new? When he called the TAF knock on a try, and then he said that they can check it. That's what he said to him. He goes, he awarded a try, and then they were saying, but it's not a try. And he goes, yeah, it's all right. They can check it. Well, don't fucking award it a try, mate. If they can check it, we know they can check it, but you can just make the right decision the first time, and then we don't need to check it. Just don't fucking award it. Like, am I the only one that thinks these refs just award tries every single time?
No, Jamie's got a fair he is in agreement with you.
See, they're dead set award everything these days. It's a fucking joke. And Todd's a serial fucking pest for doing it. He's an offender, a massive
Serial
victim.
awarder.
Yes.
More screen time for him, mate.
Chris Butler's on the list, boys, which isn't surprising. He's quickly becoming one of my most hated. And it's because he binned my man, Jacob Preston. I'm sorry, that was not a sin bin.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It was not a sin bin. I'm still waiting for fucking Matt Burton to be sin bin, and Preston's been sin bin for that. Like,
Given 4 weeks.
unbelievable.
Oh.
And then, Jared, he's on the list because he penalised my man Hudson, the greatest back rower in the comp. Love you, Hudson. It was when he caught a flop, but he waited for the kick to touch, then changed the penalty to a late hit.
Oh.
It was like, what do you mean, Jared? You can't go back. He blew the penalty, and then he goes, oh, hold on here. Hold on. I've fucked up here. Let's just go back and pretend no one saw it. Everyone fucking saw it, Jared, you fucking imbecile.
He had that stupid look on his face too that he always has, and he was just in a world of panic.
And then when he sin bin Stefano, what did Stefano get sin bin for? I'm still trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
Too many warnings, mate. If the boys come together, I'm sitting people down if
Yeah,
it
but
applies
Stefano
to
was trying
you.
to play the fucking football, and there's someone on his prong.
That was not his fault. He was just trying to put his foot down where people were to try and get a quick play of the ball.
Yeah, they
And
were
then,
saying he kicked out or something, I think, initially.
yeah, but he didn't.
I still haven't seen the kick out, and I saw plenty of
No.
replays. And then what it makes it worse is poor old Stefano would have gone back into the sheds and copped an absolute gobful from Bellamy, and he's probably still wondering what the fuck he did wrong to even get sin binned in the first place.
I don't think Stefano knew where he was. I don't think he knew he was at Magic Round, to be fair. Like, he's
He's a
got no.
dopey looking prick, isn't he?
Oh,
Yeah, but
fucking hell.
you can't sin bin someone for being dopey, otherwise there'd be lots of Broncos players sin bin
Alex
every week, Matthew.
Twal would be in strife, wouldn't
Yeah.
he?
And then the final one is just the Broncos. I fucking hate them all. They got my hopes up. I waited all weekend for a game of rugby league, and they dished up that absolute garbage. They can all get fucked.
I'm a bit disappointed we didn't go to Magic Round this year because I would have got the disappointment of Parramatta out first game and then I could have enjoyed my weekend instead of waiting till Sunday.
I would have stormed out. I wouldn't have stayed for the Canberra game. It would have been it. I would have been off.
Oh dear.
He's at the pub, boys.
You're done?
Yep.
All right. I've got Jamie's 3-2-1s for the Injudicious Cup. He says, G'day Shepherds, how good is Magic Round, especially when the refs largely put the whistle away? I thought the refereeing this week was actually pretty good in most games. It almost makes me feel bad for giving them points. Almost. He says, I know this won't be popular with Guardsy, but I'm sick of the touchies doing fuck all. You had the touchies this week too. He gives 3 points to touchy Chris Sutton, who stares at Talangi's foot on the sideline and says nothing, then the bunker overturns the try. He gives 2 points to Todd Smith calling the attempted catch a bat on, then Chris Butler in the bunker deciding to deny Jerry a try for forward pass. Line ball at best, can't rule on forward passes, but can rule on a bat on. That wasn't even a bat on, so they can share a point each.
Yeah, don't worry, they can check it. Todd said
And then 1 point to Jared Sutton for his soft calls in the Melbourne Raiders game, particularly called one, especially the one from Jerome Hughes or something. I don't remember that one, but I
it.
thought the as much as I hate Trent Liero, I thought all weekend I hadn't called those high tackles a penalty, really. He
Yeah.
dropped, hardly touched him, came up off the ball. And
Oh.
to decide a game like that, I would have been fuming if I was. I'd be fuming if I was a Melbourne fan, but I would have been fuming even more because of that decision. So,
Jared missed the memo, didn't he?
oh, he had a stinker. He was. They
Let
saved
the
the.
boys play, Jared.
I saved the worst till last, and Yeah, I thought the players tried their best through that game. When someone was down, like the players were going, no, across the chest. Like I saw Munster do it a couple of times. No, it's not a penalty. Like he was telling the ref, no, it's not a penalty. It hit me across the chest. Just let me play on. Like it was bloody crazy. Anyway, he also wants to give Alex a shout out for his massive 1589 this week. He said, I know I gave him a bit of curry a couple of weeks ago. And he says it's nice for him not to be a shit soft vagina for a week. So very good. Thanks, Jamie. On the same sort of page again, 2 weeks in a row, you and Jamie are starting to think alike, Guardsy, which is a little bit scary.
Mate, the refs are just showing us who the real shit ones are.
Maybe he's been listening.
Actually, but he did forget one. Belinda Sharp had an absolute stinker on Thursday night again.
So bludgeoned.
Honestly, surely there's someone else, a female ref, that can do that Origin game, because
Badge.
she like Belinda almost ruined that game. She had an absolute stinker.
The other one that I thought turned a game was in the Warriors Cowboys game when they missed that clear one where Taulagi wasn't back in goal. The Cowboys nearly came back and stole the game from there. That the Warriors hardly touched the ball. Do you remember that?
No.
No.
Yeah, go back and have a look. When it was like 16 points difference or something like that, 32 something, 32-10 or something like that, or 32-16. Taulagi went back. Even the commentators were like, his foot was in the air. He hasn't even done that. You know, they usually go back and they can
Yeah.
do it really quick and then change it. They didn't change it. And then they scored three tries in a row. I was filthy because it just meant Drinky went on an absolute tear and got up. So you blokes would be stoked. But as a non-Drinky owner, I was filthy because it changed that game incredibly. So.
Well, no wonder I don't remember
Yeah, I was probably too excited about drinking.
it.
Set of six, boys. We've had a little chat. Off air, and I think we've got a few things that are going to rattle a few people here. My luai didn't hit the mark last week, but I feel like my pod squad members this week, they might just fare a little bit better. I've put a little bit more time into them this year, this week. I've taken on board the feedback. We might start first though with tackle one and tackle two. We'll do two big forward hit ups straight up, straight down the middle. Talking Origin, it's only a couple of weeks away. I've named about 10 players that I'm pretty sure are going to play Origin, and I want to know what you think about the opportunity for them or the likelihood of them backing up, because it does become important then for the second tackle, which Origin players are you selling in your team? I know you won't have all of these guys, but you'll have a few, and I think it's important to show that you don't need to sell them all, because there's likely to be people that back up more than others. A great example is Valentine Holmes. I don't think that bloke's missed a backup in 20 Origin matches or something. He just seems to back up all the time and score well. We'll start with Payne Haas, one of the most owned players. I didn't put Terrell May on it because I'm not certain he's going to definitely play Origin. I'm pretty sure, but I don't think it's a certainty. Payne Haas is the most certain player, I think, for New South Wales, along with Isaiah Yeo and Nathan Cleary. Haas has Manly at Four Pines, 7:35 on Saturday after Origin. Do you think he'll back up for that one?
Yeah, because I'm
Yep.
going to be there, so he will.
After in round 16, they have the Sharks. So we can probably talk Pat Carrigan at the same time. So obviously they play in the same team. Do you reckon Carrigan get both of them back up? What do you think?
You'd like to think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of them doesn't.
Yeah. So that's a Saturday 7:35 game. After Origin 2, they play the Sharks at Suncorp at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So another late game for you boys to have to wait for the
They'll
Broncos.
back up that then.
I
That's a
think
lot.
they'll both back up then.
Yeah, 100%.
Trini, you think they'll back up?
Yep.
And then they get the ultimate turnaround, the Titans at Cbus 6:15 on a Sunday. That's almost like a whole week.
Yeah, they'll back up.
I think they'll back up on that one. So it makes me think that Haas is probably not a guy that you have to trade out. Would you agree?
Agree.
I won't be trading him.
Yeah. And if you own Carrigan, I'd probably be sitting there holding him as well, because I just don't want to make too many trades in that front row spot either. This is where it gets interesting. A player like Isaiah Yeo and Nathan Cleary, I could have put Liam Martin in there, but I'm not certain Liam Martin's going to get picked either. There's a few rumblings that he's down the pecking order a little bit, which is crazy from a New South Wales supporter's point of view. But he would be on the right-hand side, and the whisperer is that Olakau'atu is going to get that spot on the right-hand side. So I hope we don't carry a heap of back rowers on the bench, but if we do, Martin will probably be in this conversation as well. But he's not very heavily owned. Do you still own him, Guardsy?
No.
No, good. Thank God.
I actually was thinking about that on the weekend. I wonder if Garcia still owns his curly head fuck.
No, I got rid of him when he was worth almost 500K. I got lucky.
All right, so Yo and Cleary, they play the Eels at 4:05 at CommBank on Sunday
They'll back up.
after Origin 1. I think they both back up there. They play, this is an interesting one. I don't think either of them back up here. They play the Warriors at Go Media on Saturday at 3 o'clock.
That's a, yeah, I
Is that
can't.
in New Zealand?
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, probs not.
I
But
wouldn't
I don't
think.
know. Like, you got to understand the Panthers on the bottom of the fucking ladder.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
surely you don't risk him for the rest of the season or do something stupid
Well,
like.
it depends how they go the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think the Panthers being on the bottom is going to play in our favour for Cleary playing.
I think if when you hear the last game after the last Origin, they play the Eels again at CommBank 4:05 on Sunday. So they've got
Okay.
two games against the Eels after Origin games at home. I think they play both of those. They're both on Sunday at 4:05. I doubt they'll play the game in New Zealand on a Saturday.
Yeah, I doubt that one too.
And then we've got the Melbourne guys, so Munster and Grant. Is there anyone else from Melbourne that is certain to play Origin?
Xavier Coates.
David Coates, so, but he's not very heavily owned. That's why I didn't put him in. They play the Titans at Cbus 3 o'clock on Saturday after the first game.
Wouldn't surprise me if Harry Grant sits out.
It depends how many minutes he plays, I think, and that's it's not an easy one because you want a bit of a definitive answer before Origin starts.
Yeah, and it depends how physical it's going to be for Munster, whether he plays in a frigging
Look,
tuxedo or not.
Harry Grant's coming back from the injury too, and Garlick's done all right, so it wouldn't surprise me if Bellamy just has had the week off, mate.
Hamstring injury. And we
Yeah.
know that Wishart can fill in for Munster because he did it last year for so long.
Yep.
The issue with the Melbourne guys is they play on Saturday after both, like after all three Origins as well, which is not ideal. They play Souths at a core 7:35 on Saturday after the second Origin, and then they play the Knights at McDonald Jones at 3 o'clock on Saturday after the third Origin. A lot of those games, well, all those games are on the road as well. They're not back in Melbourne, so they haven't been back. They've got to fly again, or they've got to get somewhere else. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bellamy doesn't play them in any of those games, because Melbourne will be sitting pretty high up in the.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either.
So that's a bit of an issue for those guys. Kalen Ponga, very heavily owned, pretty much got a lock on the fullback spot. Would you agree?
Seems that way. Can't work out who else they're going to pick.
The only other person they could play there is the hammer, but then who do they play in the centres?
Yeah, exactly.
So he plays the Dragons at Oakey Jubilee at 8 o'clock on Friday after the first game.
That's a worry.
I would highly doubt that he plays. Then they play the Dolphins. Where's HBF Stadium? Has anyone ever heard of where HBF Stadium is?
No.
I don't know. Is that the one at Redcliffe?
Don't know. I don't
I don't
think so.
know.
Doesn't matter. They play them at 5:30 on Saturday. So I just don't reckon Ponga's the kind of guy that's going to back up.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes though he's like, oh, I love Newcastle, Knights first, all that sort of shit.
Until
But
the Roosters offer $100.
he's also soft, so who knows?
And then after the final Origin game, they play the Storm at McDonald Jones 3 o'clock on Saturday. So they haven't been given any favours. They've got Friday and Saturday games for their Origin players, which is not ideal. So I don't know that he'll play many of those.
To be fair, it's only Kalen. The rest of them are spastics, so.
Fair. Tino definitely going to be playing, and he plays the Storm at Cbus 3 o'clock Saturday. Tino looks like he could play every day of the week.
Yeah, he loves it. Don't worry about him.
He'll probably just get bigger, like have reduced minutes, I think.
They'll just use four interchanges just on him, I
Well, they
reckon.
haven't been anyway.
Like every other week. Actually, on the weekend they didn't. He only come off once, and it was good. I was like, hey, Desi, some
Didn't he
brain
turn up?
cells. Hey,
Turned up, didn't he? Played massive
yeah,
minutes.
mate, tons up, chip and chase, try assist. What a guy,
Freak. Freak.
love him.
After the Origin 2, they play the Eels at CommBank 6:15 on Sunday, so that's the maximum turnaround.
He's backing up.
And then after Origin 3, he plays the Broncos at Cbus at 6:15 on the Sunday, so maximum.
He's backing up.
He's backing up. So hold Tino with a bit of confidence, I think. And then you've got the Roosters guys, Watson and Angus Crichton. I'm pretty sure Angus is going to get picked, would you say?
And if Watson gets picked, he'll be on the bench and he's going to back up.
Yeah.
He's not going to get more than 30 minutes in Origin.
Will they play the Raiders on Sunday at 6:15 after Origin 1, the Cows at 4:05 in Sydney on a Sunday after Origin 2, and then the Dragons at Oakey Jubilee at 5:30 on Saturday? So they might miss the last game depending on how
Maybe
this is
Angus, yeah.
going.
Last game. And Tedesco, possibly.
And Tedesco, but they also have the byes in round 14 and 17. So their schedule's not fabulous because you're going to miss, if they get picked, they're going to miss 14, 15, definitely, and then 17
Maybe 18.
and 18.
Yeah.
So with that said, who are you selling over the origin period of your origin players? I've only got it down to about two. I think I'm going to sell Cleary with the thought that I don't think he'll back up on one of those games.
Maybe Munster as well. If something like exciting came up at 5-8 or something like that.
It's a good opportunity for a downgrade, I reckon.
Yeah.
Especially that Lycan King Tonga.
Depend as well, depends like on someone like Ben Hunt if he moves to hooker as well.
Yeah, and there's chat that Ben Hunt mightn't get picked as well. He might be
Yeah,
18th or
that's what I mean. I mean, if you can go Munster to him, if Ben Hunt's at hooker playing 60 minutes,
good downgrade.
yeah.
And then the only other one that I think I'm going to get rid of definitely is Kalen Ponga.
I don't own him, so
Trainer, what are
yeah.
you thinking? Or are you just going to try and hold them all?
I would like to hold all of them except maybe KP, but that's just going to be finances. Like if I can't afford to move KP to Turbo or something, I'll just hold him.
And just suffer the. What if it means you can't make 17 in one of the mini buy rounds if they have the week off?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, I suppose. But yeah, like I've been doing the maths for weeks now, and I think I'm looking all right.
Yep.
And yeah, like with that chat that we've just had there saying how we think most of them are going to back up, like I usually have, like, I think I've got five or six Origin players in my team, that six including Tyrrell May. And I think I usually only need like three at most to give myself 17 to back up.
Having
So I
the
think I
extra player
should.
this year, so having 26 in your squad certainly helps. Now it doesn't sound like a lot more, but
Yeah.
it
I
certainly
think I
helps.
should be pretty sweet.
I reckon this year, though, as well, it seems like you don't need as many Origin players this year as well, because other guys who aren't playing Origin are scoring pretty well.
Yeah, the cheapies are killing it, aren't they?
Yeah. So I've been saying for weeks that I want to get my team set for Origin by next week, and then I want to just try and chill out over Origin. Well, I wanted to make up ground, but I've sort of made up ground a bit
You've already
early.
done it.
Yeah, so now I really don't have to be as aggressive. I can just sort of sit and hopefully hold some trades and then really attack at the end of the year
And
when
hope having trades is,
matchups.
yeah, trades is what gets your matchups and over the line and
Yeah,
go
so
through.
that's my mindset at the moment.
You know, pretty good mindset. There's a question around that in a little bit, so hold your thoughts there. Don't give away too much. Tackle three, that was a long, like that was a long first two tackles. Tackle three, is Sandon Smith a sell target now with a zero and he's rolling average, about to have a huge break even after the next time he plays. I think he's still got a pretty low break even because he's got that 100. But once that 100 gets out, going to be difficult for him to stay up around that 500K mark. He's projected to lose 50K after the 100 rolls out. Sam Walker back soon. And with Hugo Savala really showing that he's got a pretty good long kicking game, which is what they kind of lack if Sam Walker comes back in. So do you think Savala's long kicking game is better than Sandon Smith's?
Yeah,
probably.
And Sandon can easily go back to a 14 or a different role. Is he a guy that you think you'll hold throughout the season, or is he someone that you think you can move on now?
I'll be holding him as long as he's starting.
I'm probably happy to hold him, and I've got still got him as a backup halfback, but my plan is to make him one of my hookers and then just leave him there, probably.
Yeah, my plan, I think, not to go too much into trades, but I think he's a guy that's he's on the chopping block for me this week. I'm just starting to get a bit more aggressive around guys that I don't think are going to be in my final squad. I know he has pretty good origin buy coverage, plays all the major buys, plays all the mini buys, but I'm just a bit concerned about what his role looks like by about round 15, and I'm worried that a fair bit of his value's gone by then. if he doesn't get a pretty good spot out of that Sam Walker and Cheese coming back. So that's what I'm thinking there. I'm just going to get a bit aggressive. I've got to on 24,000th, so I need to do what trainer's done in the last 2 weeks before the buy, so that hopefully I can sit on my hands a little bit. Can't see it happening, but we can always hope. Tackle four, right wingers against the Titans have scored hat tricks in consecutive weeks. So I think we had Fle no, who did we have last week? Kiraz.
Yes.
And I can't remember who they played the week before, but they scored Derby, Robert Derby, depends which side of the country you're on. He scored a hat trick. So if he can score a hat trick, I'm predicting James Schiller this week for the Knights. How many people do you reckon own him in the top 10%?
About
Not
seven.
many, about 200.
17.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be high.
So an absolute flyer if you go him. He's dropped a bit of cash. The other beauty is they play the Eels the week after and they have reasonably good buy coverage. The stinger for that trade is news that I just heard that Dom Young's on his way back to Newcastle to play on the right wing. And it could happen as soon as next week.
Next week.
That's what NRL 360 and the journos are saying. I know the
How much
journos
is
are wing.
bloody Dom Young worth?
I know the journos are wankers, but Dom Young was pretty lethal at the Knights, and it would put a big kibosh on this James Schiller trade
Bloody
if you do
hell.
it this 2 weeks.
Dom Young's only 547.
So thoughts on that? That was on NRL 360. The journos on there said that if the deal is good for the Knights, they're not then they're in a bargaining position because the Knights believe the Roosters are trying to free him, get rid of him to free up cash to bring Daly Cherry Evans there for next year, and they're happy to do it as soon as now. So the reports that they've had is that the Knights are interested, but they want him sooner rather than later, as long as they get a good deal for it. So be interesting to see. So James Schiller might not be the one, but Xavier Savage plays the Titans the following week, and he's only owned by 29% of people. Is this the strategy that you could use, start to target these matchups against shit teams, especially when you see Titans and Para week after, like 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, 100%.
And do you think you can pick a guy up and only play him for 2 weeks and then sell
I don't like that as much, but more towards the back end of the year, that would definitely be a go. At the
If it's to
moment,
try
I
and
don't know.
if it's to take a bit of a flyer to try and get back up the rankings like you have and pick up 14 or 1500 points when everyone else is
Yeah,
down, I
but
think.
it's still only round 10 or whatever we're in, and trades for most people, I think are running thin already. So that's just, yeah, it'll be. I mean, yeah, if you're way on the bottom of the barrel, shoot your shot or whatever. But I don't know. There's got to be, yeah. You need trades at the end of the year as well. So,
Guards, is it something you think you might do?
Probably not.
No, because you're in a pretty good position, aren't you?
Oh, I'm all right. I just
If you're in 25,000th, what would you do?
do what
Nah,
I used
see,
to do.
I still don't think that's
Pod
that bad.
squad. I'm a pod squad guy, mate.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you
it's a
can go
tricky
pod
one.
squad without just get buying a bloke for 2 weeks sort of thing, but
Yeah, it's a tricky one because I don't love. That's not normally how I play, and it hasn't really worked for me if I try and do that this year. But I might have to change. I don't know. Mary's definitely buying in, that's for sure. Tackle five. How many trades do you want to have coming out of the buys and mini buys? So around 20 to 27. This is the time to get your guns in after Origin and keep an eye on the late season buys. I know that the Cowboys have round 27 buy and there'll be mass resting. So if you hold Drinky and hold those blokes through there, and then other teams can't move up or down in the top eight, that's when we see a lot of carnage. So I think it's important to have some trades for that period of time. There's a lot of positions to make up in those last 3 or 4 rounds, I think. Trainer, do you agree with that?
I definitely agree.
So how many do you want to have? It's round 20. You're making trades. How many do you want to see in your column?
So 7 rounds or 7 opportunities to trade. Oh, 14, it'd be nice.
Yeah. Don't do what I did and
And
take
then, but to be
your guys
realistic, I
last
guess
week.
10.
Yeah. Guardsy, what are you thinking? You are usually super aggressive and you have very few trades by this point of the year.
If I can have about six, I'll be happy. Six trades
It's
that's many.
not even one around.
I've written down I'd
Pretty
ultimately
good for me.
like 12 or 14. but I reckon it'll be more likely to have 8 to 10.
Look, if I have eight, I'll be shocked. That's all I'll say.
We'll all be shocked.
All right, tackle six. It's the standard hit up. It's the bomb, Guardsy. The pod
Yes.
squad. Who's in the pod squad this week?
All right. So my first one, he's probably one of these guys that you were just talking about. Like a, he's only a, probably a short week, couple of week play, but then over Origin, if you hold him, he's probably a guy that'll play a lot over Origin. That's Sua Faalongo, 527K in the Melbourne back line. He's just a freak. He gets the ball and makes things happen. I had a look. He's at 0.8% ownership.
Yeah,
And
so
he's a
that's
centre wing fullback, which is really good if you, depending on who your flex is, because that gives you a lot of options.
well, he's been purchased by 3,409 people so far this week. So we'd be up
So he's
to
going.
4.1%.
Still in the pod squad then, mate.
Very much
Anything
so.
under 10. And then my other guy is just a guy who I think the way Hooker's going this year, he could be a guy you just get in and just let him go, especially he put. Plays all the buys, like the early buys. Cam McInnes is at 8.7%, and he's just at very consistent.
Scored 90 last week with a try. Average is about 60. You know what
Which
you're going to
is,
get.
yeah.
You get what he's you get what's on the box, don't you?
That's right.
You pay 600, you'll get a 60.
Yeah, and then if he gets a try every once in a while, you're laughing.
So,
So.
mate, the people are on board, Guardsy, because they're number two and number three in my most traded in, not in my team list this week.
Hey mate, everyone's listening.
They're on.
Everyone's listening to your brain before you've even put
That's
them out
right.
there.
They're in your head.
Incredible.
Trainer,
Incredible.
have you got a pod squad member this week?
Oh, I just had Kai Pierce-Paul. I've been having a bit of a look at him. I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger. Like, he's just too expensive for perhaps limited upside. But he has impressed me with his consistent base this year. Like, comparing him to Britton Nicara, his base is a lot more consistent. And if he can just jag a bit of attack, like he's going to go 80, 90 pretty easily.
Mate, Britton Nicker is a member of the pod squad full time. He's a full time
Yeah.
member.
Yeah, but he keeps scoring tries and getting 70, so
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I wonder if the Sharks haven't purposely reduced his work so that his work in that attacking 20 is far more damaging, which
I
is why.
had a look though. It seems like his runs are still very similar. He's making less tackles, which is odd.
Yeah, I saw that on I think Random Stats Guy or something on one of the other.
His
Yeah.
base is similar. It's just he's not making as many tackles, which what do you do
Yeah.
about that?
Yeah, I guess he maybe compared to other back rowers, you know how our back rowers sort of they run all over the park to tackle early set
Hudson
now?
Young.
Yeah, whereas old Britton's probably just chilling out on his edge, just
Yeah.
trying to do as little as
Hanging out.
possible so he can score meat pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got two members of the pod squad. I'm pretty happy with them this week. I know Jerome Luai got shit canned last week and I didn't end up going there. Didn't look all right in NRL. Didn't translate necessarily to Supercoach, so very happy camper that you talked me out of it. But this week I've got Brian To'o returning. I know it's 2 weeks. This is why I'm talking about a 2 week play before Origin. 20 coaches. It's not even registering as a percentage because there's only 20 coaches in the top 10% that own Brian To'o. 34, 106, 66 are his season scores. He's only played three games. He's at 682K. Absolute proven super coach gun.
Exy.
Very expensive, but he could be your man. He could be your man in a low scoring week. He could roll over for a couple of tries, score a ton again next week, then run off into Origin. And you might be laughing. You could sell him out. He's going to make more money. Sell him to whoever you like. It's one trade.
He's a base stat beast, isn't he? I think he's looked
Absolutely.
really, really good this year before he was injured, and definitely one I'll have my eye on post Origin.
And I think this is where the ground can be made up if you choose to go really hard now and buy him before Origin. Get a couple of good scores when no one else is willing to get him because he's going to play Origin. 20 other super coaches and you will be rejoicing.
Yep, if you've got the cashola and the trades, go for it.
Yep. My second member of the pod squad. And this one, I fear, is a bit like Jerome Luai. He's a little bit controversial. He's a guy playing out of position. He's playing for the four-time reigning premiers, Luke Garner, owned by 27 coaches. This is what excites me, though, boys. He's played two 80-minute games at centre. First one 74, second one 69, break even of 32, and he costs half of Brian Toto's score, 350, his price, 356,000. Everyone's looking for a downgrade with a bit of upside. As long as he keeps tackling in that Penrith side and keeps passing to the left-hand winger like he did on the weekend, everyone's going to be happy.
Well, I'll tell you for free, mate. This has got me very excited. This is a complete 100% opposite reaction to Jerome Luai last week,
Yes,
which
I've
was
done
yeah,
it.
made
I've
me
done it.
sick.
You've
This
done
is
it, Paul.
exciting, and
I'm
I think
back.
that look, if people listen to this podcast, I think that we can watch Garner's ownership
It's going
through
to
the roof.
skyrocket. He'll be at 20% before
But
you know.
the
I
good
think I have
news
that
is
many listeners.
the good news is no one listens to us, so your pod is safe with you,
Mate,
Michael.
word will spread. Don't you
Well,
worry. We'll get
the
around.
couple of hundred people that listen to us across. Sometimes our podcast is downloaded 2 weeks after the games have been played. I mean, I don't understand why. Seems strange.
Mate, it's
Mate,
probably
they just
where.
want to know how stupid we are.
I
Yeah,
think
where are all our
we're
listeners? Are they still overseas?
Yeah, there's a few still overseas, but we're putting babies to sleep at night, I think, with our dulcet tones. So.
Perfect. Well, if you actually do listen to this show, yeah, buy Luke Garner. Get on board.
Yeah, I want to see 27 to at least 100 by the end of the week.
Yep.
Eight
I
minutes.
probably can't get him this week, but next week.
I'll be looking at him for next week, possibly going Preston to
The
him or
unfortunate
something.
thing, I think, at the moment is that he's only 2RF eligible, but he'll play his
Like that.
third game at centre wing this
Have
week.
they got the bye next week? Yep.
Yeah, they've got the bye
Oh,
next
so
week.
you've got to wait 2 weeks.
So he's a guy
No
you can play this
dramas.
week with a break even of 32. He might go up 20 or 30K, so you're still going to get him under 400, I think.
But you
Yeah, as
could,
long as he doesn't go massive against.
have a look. Yeah, and then at least then you know for sure he's got that center spot if he gets a third game. Because you
But
wouldn't want to bring him in this week and then round 12 he's back on the pine.
yeah, that would suck. But
Yeah, definitely one for the watch list anyway.
yeah, and a really good shout if you want to downgrade in the next couple of weeks, because I think downgrade someone like Purdue to him
Yeah.
next year. What's that?
Or if you're sitting there with Thomas Cant still, even.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, so I just think you might even just switch him over for and make a few bucks, which is pretty nice.
And then
So
he ends up going over 500K and you're laughing.
yep, there you go, boys. I've done it.
Well done, Davo.
I've done something good on this podcast. You beauty. I'll move on. Trades now, boys. We've sort of given our trades away a little bit throughout the podcast tonight. We haven't really kept them close to our chest, but we'll run through them again so that people can hear what we're doing. And remember, it's what we're doing on Tuesday, not necessarily what we're still doing on Thursday or Friday. That was me last week. I copped a lot of abuse. I had a couple of WhatsApp messages, had a few messages on the socials about how stupid I was for going Luai. They were all on board with you, and I changed my mind. So happy to take criticism after we give our trades, and then I'll pass on any messages to the boys if
I
you
won't listen,
don't
but
like
you can criticize me.
trades either.
All
Dadsy, lead us away.
right, so I've done 1,000 different options this week. I've been chopping and changing, let me tell you. But anyway, I think I've locked in one trade at least. I'll tell you what my thoughts are for the second one though. So my first trade, it's a pretty boring one, but I'm really happy with it. Corey Pakes has a break even of about 1,000. So I'm going to trade
Only
him.
had 3 minutes.
Yep, I'm going to trade him to Riley Smith because I like what he's doing, and that means I've got Tom Starling for another week. But I think Starling will get close to his break even, so I'm all right.
I reckon I can put you off Riley Smith. Don't you reckon he looks like a lot like Reid Marnie?
No, he looks like a better bloke.
No, he doesn't.
Not hard, not hard. But and then my other one, I'm trading Jackson Purdue. He's done his job for me. I'm real pleased with what he's done. But I don't think he's a keeper. I just think, yeah, he's had a good run, but it's time. So I'm able to, with this trade, because I had Ronaldo in the flex, I've now moved Ronaldo into center wing, so I can bring anyone I please up to 700K. I've now narrowed it down to three options.
Luke Garner.
I've got Dylan Lucas, Nico Hines, or Fletcher Sharp. They're my three.
They're all excellent options, mate.
They are. I've locked right now. I've got Dylan Lucas, but 10 minutes ago I had Fletcher Sharp.
What about
I'd
who's
say
going to?
Dylan Lucas would be the bottom of those three for me.
Yeah, I think Nico's a man you're going to want over Origin.
Yeah, because my plan is to get rid of Tom Starling and move Sandon Smith up to hooker. So, but yeah, but I just had a look at the Knights' run coming up, and they play the next how many games? Like six, five or six, isn't it? Before they have a bye.
No, I think they
Yep.
play right up to like 18 or
And
something.
around 18.
I do already own Greg Marzu and Bradman Best. That's what I should also add in.
Yeah, you
So
don't
I'm
have
going for a left
much.
edge.
If I do my trades this week, I'm thinking two trades, and I've gone back on the Sandon Smith one because he's not playing this week, and I'll make that trade next week. I might just jump in now with my trades if that's all right. I'm going to go because I don't have Reuben Garrick. I sold him a few weeks ago to do other things. I need to get Reuben Garrick in. So I'm selling my man Gutho, moving Sharp down to fullback or into the flex position or however I want to do that. And I'm bringing in Garrick. And then I'm going to sell Purdue and bring in Dylan Lucas. And that's going to leave me in the next couple of weeks with Fletcher Sharp, Kalyn Ponga, Greg Marju, and Dylan Lucas. So I've got four of the bludgers. And if I had a boosted this week and brought in James Schiller before the news of the big long-haired Dom Young coming back in, I would have had five of them, and I probably wouldn't have felt too bad with the run that they've got. They've got Titans, Eels, and then Panthers on the bye, like with all their bye Origin players out.
It does make me nervous that they do have a stinker every once in a while, and that could be
Oh,
disastrous.
welcome to this year, mate. I've had Ponga score 40, Marju score 40, and
Yeah.
you name it. It's been a shit show. So I am pretty keen to keep a boost. So that's why I'm not boosting this week. So they're my two trades at this stage. Trainer, where are you looking?
Well, you're a genius for still having a boost, first of all.
Okay.
Because Guardsy and I have lost our last boost about 4 weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
I'm doing Tommy Starling down to Riley Smith, as I sort of alluded to before, gave some reasons for that. And at the moment, I have done Tamalo to Fletcher Sharp. And by doing that, my team is pretty well fucking stacked this week, except for Riley Smith.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter because he can just be your flex.
Yeah, like I'll just run through my team quickly. So Haas, May, Tino, Lucas, Katoa, Kikau, Hines, Cleary, Munster, Campbell, Kiraz, Garrick, Marju, Sharp, Drinky, Ponga, Papenhuyzen.
And you kept Campbell, didn't you, too? Did you say him?
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so like I don't have to play Nicholson, I don't have to play Egan, I don't have to play Toya, the Beak, Sand, and like none of these blokes are still making money. My whole team, except for Riley Smith, is players that I'd be happy to have at the end of the year, basically. Well, except for Kikau, I suppose, but
Coming good this weekend. I can
yeah,
feel
we hope so.
it in my plums. Captains and vice captains, very important. Where are you headed? Trying to keep going.
Oh, I'd love to, but I haven't even looked.
Come on, tell us something. Give us something early.
Well, it's got to be a knight getting vice captained.
Yep.
I don't know which one yet. I've got lots of options now. Probably KP, I suppose. Pappy captain against the Tigers.
I've locked in my captains for the week for once, very early, and I'm not changing.
Go on.
So I'm going to VC the leg tat man himself, Bradman Best, and I'm going to captain Pappy.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. I'm going to go Ponga or Sharp and Captain Pappy. I just feel like Pappy looked pretty good last week and he was pretty close to a couple of very nice things. I think there'll be points scored down there in that game. So that's the way I'm going there. The succulent Chinese multi, Mark has sent it through. Didn't get up last week. Really pleased you told me not to go Xavier Willison. I think he scored low, like high teens or something last week.
Yeah, he
Didn't
went off with a cork
go.
early.
Yeah, so good miss. Good miss. This week, though, Mark's gone Fletcher Sharp against the Titans. Not a bad shout. I did wonder why he didn't go Schiller for three tries because that would have really got the multi on off on a good foot. And then he's gone Xavier Willison to score and Eli Essa-Katoa, $19 with a boost. So for those people playing the doubles and the triples, he's had a bit of form recently in getting two out of three. So the doubles are paying for your bets and making a few dollars. So he's not just getting $1.60 shots up. So it's not too bad. We're actually in profit this year if you've followed along. So that's a shock because last year we most certainly weren't in a profit. Anyway, boys, good just to have a chat with real rugby league fans this week. I wonder if it'll continue to be high scores this week. Suncorp just looks like a good venue. I wish they had a turfed the whole thing. I reckon there could have been even bigger scores if they had a turfed the sidelines and the 10-meter line, like out to the 10. So, Bit devastated we missed out. Happy we didn't see all the rain up there. So we've been lucky the years we've been, it hasn't been too rainy. The year it rained, trainer got us good seats undercover. Onwards and upwards, trainer. What are you predicting your score to be this week? What's have you got your score predictor?
Oh, yep. Let's see what it says. It says 1,392.
Would you be happy with that?
I'll be stoked with that. I'm not getting anywhere near that. If I get 1,200, I'll be happy.
All right, boys. Good luck. Hopefully, you see more green arrows. Ta-ta and farewell.